and delighted to be abstinent. Imagine that you're thrilled to be able to have such incredible support for everything. Continue to breathe that wonderful rhythm of your breath, that beautiful inhale and exhale. Imagine that you're surrounded by a fellowship who has agreed to be part of your team. Imagine that all these people support your deepest heart desire and wish only the best for you. Imagine being surrounded by the kind of love that every child wishes and dreams of, and though now it may not be coming from people who you may or not be your blood relatives, they are related through the passion you share. They are your chosen family, and you feel rich and blessed. Continue to breathe, and picture that you feel connected to your source, to your higher power, and that you feel strong. Picture you feel aligned with your highest abilities, and you know that you're guided in your work, and you feel connected to your highest self. You feel certain of your abilities, proud of your accomplishments, and you're eager to make special contributions. You're alive with your passion. Breathe in your passion. That gentle inhale and exhale. You're committed to helping others accomplish that for themselves. You're a teacher, you're a guide, and you exude a sense of strength and compassion. You have learned from all your experiences. You have accepted the pain and the loss with the beauty and the success. You feel balanced in the way you live. And you find yourself surrounded by people who love and support you. You've been gifted with a fellowship. You find that now your heart and head are aligned and that you feel at peace as you move through the world, showering those you contact with a sense of peace and love. You're abstinent and free. Experience what it feels like to be free in your body, to be free in your mind. You feel connected to your higher power or whoever you choose to call God at all times. You inspire others to reconnect with their source of love and strength, whatever they consider that source to be. You have learned to set healthy boundaries. You've learned to honor people for their special contributions. You are abstinent and free. Now picture yourself surrounded by other recovered overeaters. These people feel great about their meetings. They love what happens there, and they're a joy to be with. These people are committed to being part of the change. Together, we are bonded in an ancient and communal way, and we've learned to trust ourselves and to trust them. You've learned to join forces for the creation of a most powerful healing team, and we're experiencing that being here at the convention. All of you feel whole and centered in your lives and work, and when you join forces, there's an unmistakable synergy that allows for tremendous healing to occur on the phone, on the internet, and in our meetings. You've learned to work together for the betterment of your lives, and you've learned to work together for the enhancement of the fellowship. You've learned to work together for the healing of the planet. We are now using our vast creativity to build a healthier world, one that supports all people, regardless of race, creed, or nation. It's a joy to be in recovery today. It's a joy to be abstaining today. It's a joy. It feels wonderful to know that you are making a difference. It's thrilling to be a part of. Now, if you would imagine yourself reaching out to people in need with loving arms and healing hearts. We teach each other in ways that inspire the will to be well. We've learned so much, and we're now in a position to share our knowledge with compassion and humor. Imagine that all these healthy changes were implemented because each of us assumed the responsibility for working on his or her little piece of the puzzle. Each of us learned to heal themselves and take that healing out into the world with God's help. Imagine that you were part of the transformation as you made decisions about how your life needed to be and found within yourself the courage to bring those visions to reality. You felt better and better about your life, and you inspired others to feel better about theirs. I'm going to ask you to continue to breathe that wonderful inhale and exhale. And when you feel comfortable, slowly come back to the room. Open your eyes when you feel comfortable. And now what I'm going to ask you to do is we're going to create a culture of color. And I'm going to ask you just to spend a few minutes about what came up for you. Anything in particular just with the visualization, or if there's something you want to look at as we go through the steps today with color in mind. So we're going to take about 5 to 7 minutes. We have handouts. If you have, those of you that came in a little bit late, that we have handouts in the back. And I have writing utensils up in the front if you don't have anything. So take a few minutes and we'll take it from there. For those of you listening to us, what right now we're doing is spending a few minutes to see what came up in the visualization or any area that you'd like to take through the steps. So take these next few minutes before we move on. Okay. And you're, of course, welcome to continue writing more, but I'm also very cognizant that we have a timeline. So let's move on. And we're going to be starting with step one.